Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, we offer much needed clarity on the confusing Ukrainian subpoena, impeachment, etc., etc., etc. You get an impeachment, you get a subpoena. What is going on? We offer you the answers. And we also do a deep dive into the Communist Basketball Association, otherwise known as the NBA. Before we press go, please go right now and press subscribe. Leave us a review. Get a friend to do the same and give us 5 stars. Again, this is Charlie Kirk, host of The Charlie Kirk Show, your home of conservative, libertarian, rational thinking. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
All right, everybody, welcome to this edition of the Charlie Kirk Show. I feel like we are living through a Tom Clancy novel. I've been doing a lot of traveling lately. On Monday night, I was at the University of Nevada, Reno, for the kickoff of our campus tour, Culture War, on campuses all across the country, Turning Point USA, tpusa.com. We had over 800 attendees. They had to open up the room for even more people. A couple protests here and there. I'm reading some of the dishonest news coverage around that evening and that night. But I have not been totally into the hourly changes of the news cycle and the minute-by-minute changes. So I was going through some show prep here with Mr. Producer, who's going to kind of help out a little bit today.
Hello.
And he's going to help guide us through this ever-changing story when it comes to Ukraine and comes to impeachment. So we're going to try to make sense of all the confusion and try to tell you exactly where things stand. And my eyes are really open to this in kind of the in the show prep. So first of all, so the Democrats are subpoenaing like crazy. But because Nancy Pelosi has not held an official impeachment vote, Republicans are not allowed to subpoena as well. And so since the Democrats are in the majority of the House of Representatives, they have subpoena power. The minority does not have equal subpoena power. However, as soon as an official impeachment vote is taken, as soon as that happens, then all of a sudden Republicans are granted subpoena power. Democrats do not want to go down that path. The latest subpoena in this total witch hunt, and if you want to learn more about that witch hunt and all things related to Russia, Ukraine, Bob Mueller, so on and so forth, go to the previous episode, Witch Hunt, and check out our amazing interview with Greg Jarrett, who's been getting great reviews. Or as President Trump put it this morning, a kangaroo court directed at EU Ambassador Sondland. So there's a lot of actors in this kind of Tom Clancy movie. Let's treat this like a TV episode. We're going to walk you through it because it's super interesting. It's very complex, but we're not going to make it complex. We're going to make it digestible. So look, Mike Pompeo has indicated that the State Department would not comply with subpoenas from this Democrat charade. And now news is coming in that the official position of the White House is that they will not comply with the impeachment inquiry as it is, quote, illegitimate and unconstitutional. So the whole part of this now, it started, let's just take a step back. It started with this phone call on July 25th of President Donald Trump congratulating the new president of Ukraine. Of course, we unpacked all of that in previous episodes. You can go back in the Charlie Kirk Show archives and kind of go through and find out what was actually said on the call and wasn't said on the call. Quick recap, the idea of corruption was first brought up by the president of Ukraine. Rudy Giuliani was first brought up by the president of Ukraine, and there was no quid pro quo. We'll get back to that phrase in a second because that phrase is being said quite a lot. House Democrats have now decided to investigate this and put subpoenas all over the place. So there's one actor in this entire play and one actor in this TV episode by the name of Kurt Volker. You probably heard that name thrown around on social media or the news. Kurt Volker was the special envoy to Ukraine under the Trump administration. So he was tasked with a very specific purpose of trying to solve some of the issues between Ukraine and the United States and root out corruption. Kurt Volker has an outstanding reputation, and Kurt Volker is very, very well respected. So you have actor number one, which is Ambassador Sondland, who is the United States ambassador to the European Union. You have actor number two, Kurt Volker, who is the United States ambassador to Ukraine. We'll get into some other actors in just a second. So Kurt Volker said about the alleged quid pro quo that President Trump is accused of. Now, the quid pro quo that President Trump is accused of is that President Trump was withholding aid, $1 billion in aid to Ukraine, leveraging it over Ukraine, because they were not investigating the Bidens and the corruption around that. This is the major accusation. This is the foundation of the impeachment accusation against Donald Trump. I'm trying to go very deliberate because it's
no,
so
confusing. I love it. You know, when we were prepping for this show, all of these pieces get very confusing. They get
I was getting a little bit mixed around with names and with titles. And so that's why I'm trying to be as specific as I can. And we always want to bring our audience exactly what's going on.
So let's just paint a little backstory here for what Volcker's interaction with House Democrats was. Essentially, they subpoena him. They go behind closed doors. You've got the majority House Democrats. You've got the minority House Republicans investigating, right? Volcker comes prepared with an 11-page document that he's prepared in advance to kind of lay out how this Ukrainian presidential phone call with President Donald Trump came to be in the first place, what negotiations happened that led up to it. I came complete with an 11-page document and what they call a witness statement and a bunch of text messages.
Right. And so – and we'll get to those text messages in just a second. So Kurt Volcker, who testified in front of Congress – he said the following. He said in regards to the alleged quid pro quo, quote, as is well documented, I had long supported lifting the ban on lethal defensive assistance to Ukraine, advocated for the supply of Javelin anti-tank systems, advocated for an increase in U.S. assistance, and urged other nations to provide more assistance as well. End of quote. So essentially six times during his testimony, Kurt Volcker exonerates the president of the United States against the major accusation that Democrats are hurling at him. So here are a few highlights from his congressional testimony. Steve Hilton, our friend Steve Hilton, I'm going to be there this upcoming Sunday. I'm going to be on a show October 13th. Steve Hilton does an excellent job of breaking it down.
Volcker's statement is indeed devastating, but not for the president. If you read the whole thing rather than cherry pick the anti-Trump bits, the statement is devastating for the Democrats. It's devastating to the case for impeachment. It pretty much exonerates the president on the main impeachment charges. Kurt Volcker has been involved in every aspect of this story, dealing face to face with all the key players all along, President Trump, President Zelensky, Zelensky's advisor, Rudy Giuliani. Volcker's been described by Trump critics as an honest broker. Listen to his actual evidence. On page 3, he says, at no time was I aware of or took part in an effort to urge Ukraine to investigate former Vice President Biden, as you will see from the extensive text messages I am providing, which convey a sense of real-time dialogue with several different actors. Vice President Biden was never a topic of discussion. On page 6, talking about President Trump delaying a meeting with Zelensky, a delay that, based on the texts alone, the media cite as evidence of Trump pressuring Ukraine to investigate Biden, Volcker says, but I believe that the president's long-held negative view toward Ukraine was causing hesitation in actually scheduling the meeting. Nothing to do with investigating Biden, just President Trump's concerns over Ukraine corruption, exactly as he's been saying.
So the mainstream media, which has become a propaganda arm of the Democrat Party, they are so beyond dishonest. They did not talk about, in these various text messages, Kurt Volcker and, most importantly, Ambassador Sondland exonerate the president of the United States. So this group text, that's right. For those of you that use group texts all the time to tell your friends, you know, about football scores or about where you want to go out. Anyway, now we have a group text at the highest possible level. I knew this would eventually happen, that we'd have group texts now in the news cycle. In the group text, we have Kurt Volcker, who at the time was the U.S. Special Envoy to Ukraine, William Taylor, the temporary ambassador to Ukraine, Gordon Sondland, the ambassador to the European Union. The text messages are from September 9th, just as the whistleblower fiasco was breaking. So one part of the text exchange finds Taylor buying the idea that Trump was pressuring Ukraine to kick off an investigation in order to help his 2020 presidential campaign. Sondland, however, shoots this down. So Bill Taylor and Ambassador Sondland are basically debating back and forth on this group text message. So Bill Taylor takes the assumption that Trump did something wrong. He says in the text message this, quote, as I said on the phone, it is crazy to withhold security assistance for help with a political campaign, end of quote. That's what Bill Taylor wrote in the encrypted text message. Sondland, Gordon Sondland, comes in the group text and he says this, Bill, comma, I believe you are incorrect about President Trump's intentions. The president has been crystal clear. No quid pro quo of any kind. The president is trying to evaluate whether Ukraine is truly going to adopt the transparency and reforms that President Zelensky promised during the campaign. I suggest we stop the back and forth by text, end of quote, Sondland responded. Now House Democrats want to subpoena Sondland. Why? Because he totally obliterates their quid pro quo narrative in a single text message. They want to figure out if they can sink his credibility. So I want to just take a step back. I want everyone to understand what's going on here. You have three major actors in this little skit here. You have Kurt Volker. You have William Taylor, who's a new person, who's the temporary ambassador to Ukraine. You got all these people. Gordon Sondland, ambassador to European Union. They have a text message. They have a text message about the very thing that the president is being accused of. And Sondland says in text message, he believes that they are incorrect about President Trump's intentions. The president has been crystal clear. No quid pro quo of any kind. And guess what? Sondland had no reason to lie about this in writing. He had no reason but to tell the truth. And Sondland had no reason but to be straight shooter about it. Totally and completely exonerates the President of the United States. Attorney General Barr has refused to comply with this request, and if you listen to the mainstream media, this is the beginning of the obstruction 2.0 narrative. Let's play the clip.
So the obstruction question, the question of whether or not Congress has the right to subpoena, that's actually something that goes directly to the heart of the separation of powers. Historically, that's when Congress has acted.
And Republicans, the White House, they have obviously settled on the reality that the House Democrats are moving on this. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, the Democrats are saying, as Adam Schiff said this morning, this is another piece of evidence in our case that we're building on obstruction of Congress, as Jeffrey just said.
So why are they crying obstruction? Well, I'll tell you exactly why. But first, so as we talk about a lot on the Charlie Kirk Show, the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written in the history of the world because it recognizes Scottish Enlightenment natural rights, that our rights come from God, not from government. We talk about the Bill of Rights, the First Amendment, and the what? The Second Amendment. And guess what? It's a fact that the media severely misleads the public about guns. According to a 1994 CDC survey, that's the Center for Disease Control survey, Americans use firearms to protect themselves and their loved ones over 1 million times per year. Did you know that? 1 million times a year, with over 162,000 of those cases likely ending in an unfortunate death of the victim if they hadn't used their weapon. That means without firearms, 162,000 lives would be lost and over 1 million more crimes would be committed every single year. Yet the media thinks that disarming the public will protect us. Fortunately, there's a way to fight back against the bias. The United States Concealed Carry Association is here to offer award-winning education, training, and legal protection to responsibly armed Americans like you and me. And this month, the United States Concealed Carry Association, amazing organization, you guys got to get involved in this, they're terrific. They're giving away 19 free chances to win $1,000, like Andrew Yang. They're giving away money for defensive item of your choice. But instead of giving away money, they're giving away guns. So text Kirk, K-I-R-K, to 87222, 87222, to claim your free chance to win $1,000. Now, you could use the money towards a firearm, a concealed carry weapon class, or anything else. You need to protect your rights and defend your loved ones. That's Kirk, K-I-R-K, text Kirk to 87222, 87222, to claim your entries and learn more. One more time, United States Concealed Carry Association, you guys got to get involved with this. Kirk, K-I-R-K, to 87222. So the Democrats, they are crying obstruction because being a Democrat is now totally synonymous with moving the goalposts. So committee requirement that these officials testify without the presence of a government attorney is totally and legally invalid. President Trump tweeted this morning explaining why Sondland is not testifying. He said, quote, "I would love to see Ambassador Sondland, a really good man and great American, to testify. But unfortunately, he would be testifying before a totally compromised kangaroo court or a banana republic when Republicans' rights have been taken away and true facts are not allowed out for the public." He finishes his sentence to see. So, and then he continues. Importantly, Ambassador Sondland's tweet, which few reported, stated, quote, "I believe you are incorrect about President Trump's intentions. The president has been crystal clear. No quid pro quo of any kind. That says it all." Now, the president of the United States puts tweet. I think the president meant text message. But in his tweet, he said tweet. Our good friend, and actually, everyone should go check out our interview with Congressman Matt Gaetz. It was a really good interview. We talked about ending the endless wars. We talked about protecting the Constitution and free markets. Congressman Matt Gaetz had a great piece of sound around this.
What we see in this impeachment is a kangaroo court, and Chairman Schiff is acting like a malicious Captain Kangaroo.
So legally, the Democrats are totally out of bounds here. In fact, a May 23, 2019 legal opinion by the Justice Department found that, quote, "congressional subpoenas that purport to require agency employees to appear without agency counsel are legally invalid and are not subject to civil or criminal enforcement." So the Democrats want to be able to bring in everyone that they want without allowing them to have any sort of legal representation whatsoever. This is actually unconstitutional. It is unconstitutional to not even allowed to have legal representation. You know, you hear about gotcha moments on Twitter. You hear about gotcha moments on TV. They want gotcha committees. They want to be able to catch people flat-footed and unprepared. So in other words, Congress, led by Nancy Pelosi and Chairman Adam Schiff, who should resign, by the way, cannot compel an executive branch witness, Ambassador Sondland, to appear without counsel. President Trump and the federal government have a legitimate interest in protecting privileged information, which is a right the House cannot simply ignore. And why should we be surprised that House Democrats are not playing by the rules? House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff lied to the American people by fabricating a conversation between President Trump and Ukraine. In fact, let's play sound of that. This is Adam Schiff totally lying about what President Trump said on the phone call. Complete and total fabrication.
Well, it reads like a classic organized crime shakedown. Shorn of its rambling character and in not so many words, this is the essence of what the president communicates. We've been very good to your country, very good. No other country has done as much as we have. But you know what? I don't see much reciprocity here. I hear what you want. I have a favor I want from you, though. And I'm going to say this only 7 times, so you better listen good. I want you to make up dirt on my political opponent, understand lots of it. On this and on that, I'm going to put you in touch with people, not just any people. I'm going to put you in touch with Attorney General of the United States, my Attorney General, Bill Barr. He's got the whole weight of the American law enforcement behind him. And I'm going to put you in touch with Rudy. You're going to love him, trust me. You know what I'm asking, and so I'm only going to say this a few more times, in a few more ways. And by the way, don't call me again. I'll call you when you've done what I asked. This is, in sum, in character, what the president was trying to communicate with the president of Ukraine. It would be funny if it wasn't such a graphic betrayal of the president's oath of office.
So we've played this sound for you before, but we just can't forget how crazy this is. And I'll say this again. If President Trump truly did something worth impeaching, why do they have to make stuff up? The evidence itself should be enough.
And why haven't they released all the transcripts from the Volcker testimony?
Well, right? The answer is they haven't released everything because it actually might exonerate the president. This is a political fight to take down the president of the United States. House Democrats chose to selectively leak text messages provided to them by State Department while refusing to release the full transcript of Kurt Volcker's testimony. Absolutely despicable.
Well, and now the House Freedom Caucus is demanding that they release them all because they say that once you see everything in context, sure enough, it'll be exoneration for the president. House Democrats can't afford to take that risk.
So things are moving very fast with the story. We're going to stay on top of it. Here at the Charlie Kirk Show, we try to just give you the facts and then we'll give you the analysis right after that. But I'll tell you that it is such a dark moment in our country where this is being so widely misrepresented by the media, being so widely misrepresented by the Democrat Party, where there was no quid pro quo. In fact, we have a text message, literally a text message that says, "The president has been crystal clear. No quid pro quos of any kind. The president is trying to evaluate whether Ukraine is going to adopt the transparency and reforms that President Zelensky promised during the campaign. I suggest we stop the back and forth by text." Sondland responded. Ambassador Sondland, who could be indicted, who could go to jail if he would have lied on that via text message. If he would have misrepresented his communications with the president of the United States and eventually got under oath, he could be indicted. He has no reason to lie. It is a very dark moment in our country that we have gone so far down this witch hunt rabbit hole after 3 years of the Mueller fight and they found nothing. Now we're going to the Ukrainian sequel. This is a horror show. It's bad for our country. It's bad for our dialogue. It's bad for the future. And it's up to us to hold the Democrats and the mainstream media accountable with the facts that we just presented here. Vincero watches create exceptionally crafted watches and they sell them at a totally fair price. And so look, we're so passionate about this product here on the Charlie Kirk Show. Mr. Producer is literally wearing it right now. In fact, I had somebody come up. I actually was traveling without my Vincero watch and somebody came up to me and they listened to the Charlie Kirk Show. They listen to every Charlie Kirk Show is in Iowa. And they said, "Charlie, where's your Vincero watch?" And they caught me not wearing my Vincero watch. And it was quite embarrassing. And so don't be me. Get your Vincero watch. Men need their watch. Women, men in your life need this watch. So while each watch is painstakingly handcrafted for absolute quality may come at a fraction of the price of other luxury watches of the same look and feel. Vincero says they're the best in the industry. I agree. There's a reason why Vincero now has over 18,000 five-star reviews, because their modern timepieces masterfully blend fashion and function into one affordable timepiece. An exclusive deal for us as partners of Vincero. They are offering 15% off your entire order with the code KIRK, K-I-R-K. Just head to VinceroWatches.com and use that code KIRK, K-I-R-K, for 15% off. For daily wear, special occasions around the office, a classic wristwatch is something every man needs. So when you've got a nice watch, it changes the way you carry yourself, the way you feel, and therefore the way people look at you. And don't forget, Vincero has free worldwide shipping. Whether you are a watch connoisseur or looking for your first timepiece, a Vincero watch is going to exceed your expectations and make you feel more confident. Remember, my listeners get an extra 15% off. Just use the code KIRK, K-I-R-K. That's KIRK, K-I-R-K, when you check out. So go to VinceroWatches.com. That's VinceroWatches.com and use the code KIRK, K-I-R-K, for 15% off your entire order. They've had entire styles that I announced sell out before. So before you do anything else, do yourself a huge favor. Go pick out your favorite accessory. You'll not be disappointed. And don't forget that promo code KIRK, K-I-R-K, for 15% off. Go do it now. So look, I know there's all this commotion around the Ukraine and subpoenas and impeachment. We'll be continuing to cover this. But now I want to talk about something very important. The National Basketball Association, or should I call it the Communist Basketball Association? I'll explain why. Rockets general manager Daryl Morey tweeted a graphic that said, "Fight for freedom. Stand with Hong Kong." Look, there's nothing radical about that.
Now, we've talked about this issue on the show a lot.
The Chinese Communist Party is evil. There's a difference between China and the Chinese Communist Party. Well, the NBA is up in arms in a way that I've never seen them before. They released this statement in response to Morey's tweet. Quote, "We recognize that the views expressed by Houston Rockets general manager Daryl Morey have deeply offended many of our friends and fans in China, which is regrettable. While Daryl has made it clear that his tweet does not represent the Rockets or the NBA, the values of the league support individuals educating themselves and sharing their views on matters important to them. We have great respect for the history and culture of China." Are you kidding me? "And hope that sports and the NBA can be used as a unifying force to bridge cultural divides and bring people together." Hold on a second. Is the NBA, are they okay that Muslims are in concentration camps right now? Is the NBA stand for Muslims in concentration camps? Because even NBC News had a special where they went out to these re-education concentration camps where millions of Muslims are in concentration camps. Are they okay with the harvesting of organs that The Guardian, a UK publication that is far left-wing, actually proved actually happens? Are they okay with China sending spies into our country that want demise of America? Are they okay with China building a social credit system where essentially the government monitors everything you do in real time, and if you dare disobey or if you dare not follow the status quo, they will penalize you? The tweet was really literally said, "Fight for freedom, stand with Hong Kong." What this really offended is the NBA, which is now, in my opinion, a fraudulent, immoral, anti-American organization that I'm going to have a hard time supporting. And by the way, I wasn't really watching them much to begin with. They now are totally and completely arm in arm with the Chinese Communist Party. Why? Well, there's a billion people in China that watch a lot of NBA, and I'm sure that there was threats about not streaming the NBA into China, which would affect the NBA bottom line. So the NBA pretends to be one of the most progressive organizations in America. They recently outlawed the use of the word owner when referring to the proprietor of NBA teams. Essentially, you can't call someone who owns the NBA team the owner despite them putting billions of dollars behind it.
It's triggering some of the players.
But when it comes to Muslims in concentration camps in China and human rights abuses in Hong Kong, they're completely silent.
Yeah, why don't you also try and be gay in China? See how that works out for you, NBA.
Or why don't you try to, you know, I don't know, kneel during the communist national anthem. They'll lock you up in prison. Steve Kerr and Greg Popovich, both ardent anti-Trump activists who respond to every Trump tweet, have been shockingly silent when it comes to recent NBA China controversy. NBA is such a joke. They all stood by Colin Kaepernick's right to free speech when he protested America and the flag and cops in the NFL. But when the Rockets GM, Daryl Morey, tweeted his support for democracy against the evil Chinese Communist Party, which is the greatest evil, institutionalized evil in the world that we have seen, it shows you that those woke warriors don't care anything about free speech. They only care about support people who totally oppose America. The NBA has become the Communist Basketball Association. How will Americans respond? If it's anything like the NFL controversy, the NBA can expect to see a lot of empty seats at their games this upcoming season. Anyone listening to this right now? Go tweet at the NBA and say they're a Communist Basketball Association. Light your jerseys on fire and cancel your season tickets. I refuse to watch the National Basketball Association this season. I might watch a little bit of the playoffs, maybe because it's mildly entertaining. I will not allow my dollars to support an organization that condones the evil Chinese Communist Party.
Well, and not to mention, stands against, by walking away from this tweet by Maury. I mean, while you're walking away from freedom fighters, and by the way, freedom fighters that sing our American national anthem in the streets and wave our flag,
that's exactly
in defiance of the mainland Chinese communists.
I wouldn't expect anything else or anything less out of the National Basketball Association and their entire structure that is built around alleged woke progressivism while they misrepresent reality and hate America. But you know what's really amazing to me? What's amazing to me is that you are not allowed to critique China, but you are allowed to critique America.
I want you to think about this.
So when you critique America, you get heralded as a hero. But when you critique China versus America, a moral, benevolent, charitable, productive, diverse, accepting country, that is perfectly okay. Being wokely anti-American, love. To be anti-Chinese, that is what they consider to be unconscionable.
Well, imagine the hypocrisy in all of this. I mean, you've got, you're not able to use the word owner for somebody who actually owns a team because it sort of harkens back to
No one actually thinks that, and they're saying that they're owning human beings.
Yeah, so, but meanwhile.
Again, the left finds things that don't exist so that they make themselves feel good.
But then you have James Harden, right? He's playing some pickup games in Japan, and they get him on camera. And James Harden, I mean, just cowers in fear, being told exactly what to do in front of cameras that are rolling, and basically with his eyes to the ground, trying to look away from the camera, basically says, yeah, I love China and everything they stand for.
So I just drafted a tweet. You'll all be able to see it. Retweet if you will not watch another at NBA game because of their embracing of the evil Chinese Communist Party. Let's see how many retweets that gets. By the time this episode drops, you'll be able to tell me better than I'll be able to tell myself right now. So anyway, so unbelievably disappointed in the National Basketball Association. I honestly thought we were at a place in our country further beyond that where you would at least be able to say something in support of Hong Kong. Were you able to say something in support of the freedom fighters that do not have freedom of expression, that do not have Fourth Amendment rights, that do not have Second Amendment rights, that do not have the opportunity to say what they believe and how they believe it. In fact, there is the clip of James Harden that we want to play where he said he stands with China. I want to play this clip of the fool. He's a fool. James Harden is a fool.
Well, he's bought and paid for, too. And that's the irony.
The Chinese Communist Party.
Well, and that's the irony of this whole, the NBA's double standards are just about everything. You know, can't use the word owner, but better fall in line at the company, be a company man and say exactly what we want you to. And it's just
so. Let's listen to the fool. This is the fool, James Harden.
You know, we love China. We love playing there. I know for both of us individually, we go there once or twice a year. They show us the most important love. So we appreciate them as a fan base, and we love everything they're about, and we appreciate their support that they give us individually and as an organization. So we love you.
So that's it right there. He's standing with the Chinese Communist Party.
He says, I believe in everything they're about.
So then, everything that they're about? He's everything that the Chinese people are. Now, the Chinese people are different than the Chinese Communist Party. Harvesting organs. Harvesting organs. That's what China's about. If you think I'm joking about this, by the way, they were caught by, this is NBC News, right here. June 18th, 2019, by Sephora Smith. China forcibly harvests organs from detainees, tribunal concludes. NBC News. This is not like anti-China Tribune.
They're a massive human rights violator.
I mean, at best.
No, I mean it's across the board. They limit free speech. They lock Muslims in concentration camps based on completely ideological grounds. There's allegations of even still killing unborn children based on sex because there's a strong culture within China of preferring male children, and they have very small families typically. There's a thousand things that are going wrong here. So the irony that you can't stand with America for all that we stand for, all the good that we stand for, all the good that we propagate around the world. Do we make mistakes? Of course. Are we perfect? No, but we are far, far better than most.
We are the exceptional country in the history of the world, the
absolutely.
Greatest country ever to exist.
But here we go. We cannot criticize. And by the way, we are recording this podcast in Los Angeles. This is a town bought out and paid for by China. There's not one single studio that hasn't been impacted by Chinese investment dollars. And so you'll notice this as well within Hollywood movies where, you know, at the end, well, guess who comes to save the day?
Well, I'll tell you, we hear right here at the Charlie Kirk Show, it's pretty obvious we're not bought and paid for by China. That's, I would have to say, that's a pretty obvious thing. But look, we stand with our country. We stand with the freedom fighters in Hong Kong. And this is a very disturbing development. This just shows how far the influence of this evil ideology has infiltrated our country.
And listen, we hope the NBA gets this right.
They won't.
We hope that they do.
They won't.
And they probably won't.
And they probably won't. Did you know that Pluto TV is the leading free streaming television service? Watch over 100 TV channels and thousands of movies on demand, all completely free. Pluto TV never asks for a credit card. You don't even need to sign up to watch free. Pluto TV is the easy and completely legal way, that's right, legal, to watch your favorite TV shows and hit movies for free. You can download Pluto TV for free on all of your favorite devices today, including your phone, Roku, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, Smart TV, so on and so forth, PlayStation, anywhere you can stream. What are you waiting for? Never pay for TV again by downloading Pluto TV. So I want to end the show on a very positive note. There's been a lot of, I think I've used the word dark, disturbing 50 times because it's just that the story
in China.
And China. Evil China. Evil China. We did a lot of that.
Communist Party. Communist Party, not the people.
There's great people in China, great history, great culture, horrendous current ruling class that stems from Maoism, which is a total and evil ideology, and James Harden the Fool. That's what I call him. He's the fool that is on the side of the Chinese Communist Party. Anyway, so last week we hosted the nation's largest ever Black Leadership Summit for Black Freedom Fighters. Now, it was the nation's largest ever of its conference of its kind because it was the second only of its kind, and we hosted the first. Therefore, it is the biggest. We had some amazing speakers. Candace Owens is our chairwoman. We had Rob Smith, Brandon Tatum. We had Pastor Daryl Scott. We had Jerron, who's a friend of mine who works in the White House, Jerron Smith. He's terrific, amongst many others. And of course, on Friday of last week, we went to the White House, and we brought our amazing group of freedom fighters, and they heard firsthand from the President of the United States. The President was in rare form, as always. He went just about 45 minutes to an hour. It was an extraordinary speech. And then towards the end of the speech, actually at the very end, when the President was done, there was a young lady in the front, one of our Turning Point USA activists, that caught his attention, and she was screaming, "Let me pray for you, let me pray for you, let me pray for you." And so the President caught his eye, and he called this young lady up on stage. Her name is Mahalit. She's an Ethiopian immigrant, and she came up on stage, and she decided to say a prayer for the President of the United States.
Yeah, and I was in the room. I was in the back of the room, and the room was basically sort of – it was a low murmur at this point because the President had concluded his remarks, and everybody's kind of looking around, and all of a sudden the President says, "Hey, turn the music off. Turn the music off. Let her back up on stage. Let her up on stage." And sort of like confusion. Nobody knew exactly what was happening at this moment, but the room hadn't quite cleared out yet, and he sort of – you know, and their music is playing pretty loudly, and it all of a sudden comes to an abrupt and screeching halt.
And this – is what happened.
I'm not really good with prayers or anything like that, but I just want to say thank you, Mr. President. And I know we have a political warfare right now, but I strongly believe that it is a spiritual one as well. And I want to make sure that, I mean, I know that Americans are going to wake up and we're going to get back to looking to God instead of social media, and we're going to look back to Jesus, because Jesus saves, and this country was founded upon, the Constitution was built on godly principles, and we're going to fight for that. And I just want to encourage you guys to pray every single day for this nation. I want you guys to pray and pray and pray. I am from Ethiopia. I live in a very beautiful city named Valparaiso, Indiana. Mike Sensio, I know you're from Indiana, and I have strong people were able to raise me, and I love God, and I want to pray real quick. All right. Okay. All right. I don't know if you guys want to bow your head. Okay. All right. Dear God, I'm not really good at this, but I just want to say thank you so much for giving us this opportunity to be in the White House. Thank you for giving us a great leader like Trump, Mr. Donald Trump, and I would like to thank you for waking up our nation. God protect us. God protect our president as he's going through so much right now, so much scrutiny. God, I believe that you gave him to us, and I believe that he's going to accomplish so much more. I know you have more for us. Jesus, I ask you to protect us and walk with us. In Jesus' name, the enemy tries to attack us every single day. He tries to discourage us, but he has no room. He has no room, no more. And that's all I have to say. Oh my God.
One of the most moving moments I've seen, spontaneous. The President of the United States gets wrongfully accused as being not a man of faith and not somebody who appreciates prayer and spirituality. And I just thought that was such an amazing and just moving moment.
You know, and it's this event is so beautiful, and on so many levels. I mean, it means so much to the people who attend. Obviously, you heard it in Mahalat's own prayer and her own voice, the sincerity, the emotion that was welling up, and she could barely contain it. And you know, and it's such a striking disconnect from the press. I mean, the day after this event, I remember seeing the Daily Kos wrote a piece about the president likes black hair, and it was like, how is that what you take from this? From this moment, and there was a moment on stage where the president gave one of the Turning Point students a hug and commented that he liked her hair, and she has great hair. But I mean, that's what you write about when you have this moment staring you in the face.
Sounds like the American left. That sounds exactly right. Anyway, we had a great conference at Turning Point USA. If anyone's listening and you want to go to any of our future conferences, it's tpusa.com. It's Turning Point USA, tpusa.com. You can give us a donation, start a chapter, get engaged, get involved in any way that you kind of want to help out the effort. It's all greatly appreciated. We believe that we are in a very important culture war for the soul of our country. And so, you know, start a chapter, come to one of our events. And if you're in the position to do so, you can make a tax-deductible contribution. We are in the fourth quarter of the year. And so all the support financially that you might be able to give is greatly and totally appreciated. Well, this has been a great episode. Please give us a subscribe. Leave us a 5-star review. Go right now to your podcast app. Open up your phone and then go to your podcast app. Type in Charlie Kirk Show. Press subscribe and then leave us a question or comment. We're doing another AMA coming up very soon. As we do this show right now, we are ranked in the top, let's see, the top 20 on news. So let's climb that up even more. We climb that up by you guys subscribing and getting other people to subscribe. We're 26 right now. So we need to kind of boost that up a little bit. So thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you for the amazing support. And again, if you want to help out Turning Point USA, go to tpusa.com. Leave a contribution. Until next time, this is Charlie Kirk, host of The Charlie Kirk Show, your home of conservative, libertarian, rational thinking. Thanks for the support. Talk soon.
Hey, everybody, it's Laura Ingraham, and I'd like to invite you to check out my new show, The Laura Ingraham Podcast, exclusively on Podcast One. So join me 3 days a week as I cover politics, the culture, everything in between, laugh, learn, all at the same time. We got you locked and loaded, and you'll be ready for the week, ready for the month, and it's very easy. You just subscribe today, download new episodes exclusively at podcastone.com or wherever you find your favorite podcast. And you know mine's going to be one of your newest.